At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, we've got another bonus for you. We'll be back to Derek's story next week, but right now I want to share a story I came across while reporting the series. It's about a handful of Mohawk activists back in the 1970s who redefined what sovereignty could look like. The battle they fought laid the groundwork for the case that Derek is making today. Their story begins at a small campground in the Adirondacks.
Today, the Adirondacks in Essex County, New York, are only a day's drive from home for half the people in the United States and Canada. Reminds me of Switzerland.
Moss Lake Camp is tucked away at an inlet at Eagle Bay, surrounded on all sides by forest and mountain range. It's that part of Upper New York State where you can't find any cell service and gas stations double as town squares. But that's sort of what makes it a perfect getaway for canoeing, fishing, and camping.
And Scroon Lake, one of the most beautiful of the hundreds of lakes that dot the Adirondack landscape. Again, I'm reminded of Switzerland.
From the 1920s all the way through to the 1970s, Moss Lake hosted a Girl Scout sleepaway camp. Thousands of girls would spend their summer breaks riding horses, playing tennis, practicing archery, sailing boats, and learning how to fence. Picture a perfect summer break postcard, and that was Moss Lake. Well, until Mohawk warriors from Ganawage arrived one winter and told the world that they were taking their land back. From Campside Media and Dan Patrick Productions, this is Running Smoke. I'm Rajiv Gola, and this is our second detour episode, The Standoff. In the course of reporting Running Smoke, I took a lot of drives between New York City and Montreal. It's a beautiful drive through the Catskills and Adirondacks, with plenty of tiny towns along the way. Before colonists arrived in the Americas, this whole swath of wooded, mountainous land was Mohawk territory. For the most part, that history has been totally wiped off the map, and just about all the Mohawk territories and reservations around today are in Canada. But on one of those drives, I took a small country road lined with abandoned barns and forest, proper middle of nowhere. And I ran across a sign that said, Ganyange Territorial High Stakes Bingo, and there was a line of cars down the road for the smoke shop next door. Now, I may be a simple city slickin' podcaster, but there seemed to be a story here. So I asked around to see if there was anyone in Ganyange that could sit down with me and talk about the history of the place. And that's how I was introduced to this young man.
My name is Rayo de Hearn. I currently live here in the community. I'm Bear Clan, and I come from the family called Dehanao Garina.
Ray Awade told me the story of Ganyange actually began in Ganawage, Derek's territory. It was back in the late 60s, and the community was dealing with internal tensions.
The Mohawk people, the traditional longhouse people there in Ganawage, were having difficulty being able to practice who they are, their traditional culture, practice the longhouse and the laws and everything that goes along with being a traditional Mohawk Indian.
Now, a lot of Mohawk politics can get boiled down to a divide in the community between folks who ascribe to an older form of Mohawk tradition and folks who split off from that back in the 1800s. It's a million times more complex and nuanced than that, of course, but for now, that's the divide Ganawage was dealing with. One large effect of that split in the community was the presence of outsiders, white people. The offshoot community was happy to intermarry with white people and bring them onto the reserve, whereas the more traditional community wasn't quite on board with that.
There was maybe over 1,000 French people living in the community of Ganawage at the time. And, you know, the community was growing, and the longhouse people were saying, like, you know, why are so many French people, why are so many white people within our territory? You know, all of our lands have been taken away from us, and we live on this little postage stamp size of land, and yet they still want more. They still want to take that from us, you know.
It was an issue that has divided the community for generations and is still immensely controversial in modern Ganawage politics. But back in the 70s, that question was amplified by the burgeoning Native rights movement sweeping across North America. From Wounded Knee...
The occupation of Wounded Knee ended yesterday. Only 15 of the occupants were arrested. The others were allowed to go free.
We were all wounded at Wounded Knee. You and me. In the name of Manifest Destiny.
To Marlon Brando and Sahi Little's protest at the Oscars.
Accepting the award for Marlon Brando and the Godfather... Miss Shashini Littlefeather.
Hello, my name is Shashini Littlefeather. I'm Apache, and I'm president of the National Native American Affirmative Image Committee. I'm representing Marlon Brando this evening. The reasons for this being are the treatment of American Indians today by the film industry. Excuse me. And on television, in movie reruns, and also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
The March on Washington and the occupation of Alcatraz and so many more acts of defiance against an oppressive system that had robbed Native Americans of their rights, dignity, and ancestral lands. Doug George Canendio, a Mohawk journalist and historian, was around when these things were all happening.
At that time, Ganawage was influenced by this, and they decided that they're going to create something called a warrior society.
The warriors were a remnant of old Mohawk tradition and represented a sort of knight's code for what a man should be and how he should serve his community. It was a revival of Mohawk pride.
They're more protectors than anything else. The name they use for warriors, Laskalagete, at its root, refers to them providing. You know, that's what they do.
The elders need more wood for their fireplace. The warriors will provide that. The garden needs tending. The warriors can help. A protest needs to be organized. The warriors got you.
Warrior society needs symbols. It needs, you know, things that they can show. And so Louis Hall, Galunya Hatache, who is an incredible artist and a great student of history, decides, well, how do we do this? You know, what symbols can I come up with that we can use that define us as a group that's willing to actually take a physical stand and fight?
The flag, featuring a long-haired man over a sunburst against a red background, became the symbol for resistance. It's the same flag depicted on Derek White's car. The formation of the Mohawk Warriors added fuel to the fire, and tensions in Ganawage boiled over on October 15th, 1973.
And so basically the Mohawk, the traditional Mohawk people and all the other groups kind of clashed.
The traditional community of Ganawage had issued a notice for all outside people to leave the reserve. And October 15th was supposed to be the deadline. Of course, things didn't pan out that way, and Mohawk warriors staged a protest that quickly turned violent. Newspapers at the time called it the Siege at the Longhouse.
So there was a lot of fighting going on, and it came to the point where after one night, it became very, very violent. There was like, it was kind of like riots, and like police cars were being flipped and stuff like that.
The Montreal Star reported that supposed outsiders were threatened, even though they'd lived in Ganawage for generations. Homes were set on fire, and cops fired tear gas. And once the dust settled,
the traditional Mohawk people decided, you know, there has to be a better way. They didn't want to fight their own people. So instead of going back out to cause any more heartache, they went to the Longhouse and they start having meetings. They start having meetings. What are we going to do? Like, how are we going to approach this? Where are we going to go? So they decided that they needed their own place. So some of the older people that were still alive at that time basically said that, you know, we have all of this land outside of this community, Ganawage. We have this land. We have to go back to it. So the people decided, well, why don't we just do that?
This is Running Smoke. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text Snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com. Where America goes to hire.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
They asked my brother and another, a cousin of mine, they were just teenagers, to enter this Girl Scout camp that they had found in the Western Adirondacks. And they went into the camp, and it had been a former Girl Scout camp, and the Girl Scouts left it, and they went in. The camp had actually been built in the 1930s as a camp for Native boys and girls, a summer camp.
Here's how a booklet from 1931 described the spot. Have you ever dreamed of a spot far from the madding crowd? An ideal spot in the wilderness, away from the din and dirt and the noise of the city, in the company with congenial friends? Wouldn't you like to know of a spot so near that it is easily reached, so well equipped that you can be as comfortable as at home, and yet wild, beautiful, and unspoiled? The traditionalists now had a location to build their own community. But they were wary of being stymied, not just by law enforcement, but their own community. So they kept the location a secret.
They didn't want anybody else to know. So everybody else in the community of Kahnawake who was involved didn't know the location. And that was for security reasons. They didn't want any policing agencies or anybody to get wind of this, just in case they would attempt to stop them from moving. They let out just enough false information that the location was going to be in Vermont. So it was a diversion. So in, yeah, May 13th, 1973 is when they ultimately decided to make the move. So they had gathered at the 207 Longhouse in Kahnawake, and they got all the people there. They packed up everything. Some people just packed up whatever they could fit in their vehicle and left everything behind, house, furniture, everything, just what they could fit. And then they took off. Nobody knew this location, but they just kept driving. The border between New York State and Vermont, there was state police and different policing agencies kind of set up along the border just to catch anybody trying to come in, like any Indians trying to come into the state. So while everybody was looking over here, the rest of the traditional people were moving in the opposite direction. They arrived about 5 o'clock in the morning, and it was raining. They just arrived and they set up and they just slept in their vehicles that night. In the morning, when they all woke up and they started exploring, some of the cabins and the recreation hall, I believe it was still there, and it was scheduled to be torn down maybe a week later. And it just, you know, so they got lucky there, and they just went in and they occupied it.
It seemed like a great find, but
they realized very quickly for the first winter that this was not a place where Mohawks actually lived. They hunted, but it was too cold for them to grow gardens, you know, to grow the things they needed to sustain their lives. It's great for hunting elk or moose or whatever it was, but it wasn't a place where Mohawks would establish permanent villages.
Hence the whole summer camp thing. Winter camp just didn't work there.
So I heard one story that a woman donated 2 horses to Lewis Hall, and a couple years later asked how the horses treated them, and he said they tasted good.
Yeah, you know, things are tough.
So Moss Lake was cold as hell and not the best for growing food, but there were still advantages to the location.
It was a tiny lake, and surrounding this lake was essentially like mountains. So it provided a good protection, a good fortress for the people at the time, because there was a lot of roadblocks. The state police were there, and you know, there was tension there. You know, every day the people didn't know whether the police are going to come in or not, or when. So they were on the tensions were high for quite some time. And so from 1973 to 1977, Kahnawake existed in Eagle Bay, and throughout those 3 years there was over 200 negotiations between the state of New York, the federal government, and the people of Ganyange about how they're gonna deal with the situation. At first, they just wanted to kick the people out of the territory, but at the time, the people were lucky because the world was watching, so it kind of kept them back from doing anything. So within that time, they negotiated back and forth, like, whose land is it? Is it the state of New York? Is it the traditional people? And usually the white people will say, you know, oh, you prove to us that this land belongs to you. But the traditional people switched it. They said, no, this land belongs to us. We've been here since time immemorial. You prove to us that it belongs to you. And so they were never able to prove the land belonged to them. Throughout those 3 years, that's what they tried back and forth. They couldn't prove the land was theirs. And even though it was never officially publicized, we are legitimate, we are correct that the land belongs to us, and it doesn't belong to the state of New York, or it does not belong to the federal government.
That, to me, is incredible, that the traditionalists were successful in getting the New York government, the American government, to grant them land rights of any kind. Right. I mean, just it seems extraordinary given the history. Mm-hmm. I don't know any other examples where something like this has been successful.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't know of any other examples right now of any situation that anybody else has been able to pull off that's similar to what Ganyange has been able to do. As with the United States federal government or New York State, it's not that they granted it us. They were forced to acknowledge and give us back our land. So we just took it back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to Run and Smoke from Campside Media.
Once New York State had agreed to return territories to the Mohawks, there was still one more step left. Actually returning the land. Turns out it wasn't a straightforward handover.
The state of New York had to figure out how they were going to deal with the situation. How are they going to deal with it without having to tell the public, their people, that the land doesn't belong to them? So in order to save face, they basically created a trust, a Turtle Island Trust is what it's called. And that was a nonprofit organization that Ganyange, the people of Ganyange and the land can be put into, so it's not taxed and it can't be touched.
Part of this deal with New York was that they needed a new location. Moss Lake was great, but completely unsustainable. They needed a place that was better for agriculture and year-round living.
They liked the location here, which is originally was called Minor Lake. So they moved here in 1977, and we're just simply moving from one part of our territory to the other. All that land, all the land in the Adirondack Mountains, 9 million acres within New York State, is Mohawk land. We're not relinquishing that. And then ever since we've been here, we've been kind of developing slowly.
Ganyange was founded on principles of true traditional Mohawk life: hunting, fishing, and farming for your own food. Real self-sufficiency and respect for the land. It was regarded by many Mohawks as one of the few places where real Mohawk life could actually still be practiced. It was a place of such purity that it even served as a drug and alcohol rehab location for natives from around the country. But even a community built on such strong, principled tenets has to make compromises somewhere just to survive in the modern world.
So, when we first got here, we didn't have very many, essentially we didn't have anything. We were pretty poor, no money, whatnot. So a lot of people would kind of give us donations, food, clothing. So with these donations, sometimes we would get other things like beads, or sometimes the women would buy beads and sewing thread, and they started making crafts. And so they started making crafts and selling it. They made the money from the crafts, and that's what they put towards the cigarettes. And so they would buy like one case of cigarettes at a time. They would travel back and forth from Ganyange to Akwesasne, getting the one case of cigarettes a day. So they would sell that. Then they would take that money and go buy another case. And next, you know, it was like two cases. Then it was three, and so on and so forth, until, you know, we were getting many, many cases of cigarettes. And that's how our cigarette business started. One of the first things that was built here was the bingo hall, to help generate some income so we can start moving forward with the projects that we needed to get done, or what the projects that we felt most important to us. Since then, we've developed, we have a gas station over here. We have a small holistic center. We have a golf course that's being developed. The first nine is pretty well developed. They're working on the back nine right now. And yeah, and then once we got enough money, we were able to build a school.
I think there could have been alternatives. We didn't need to fixate on tobacco. We didn't need it. It was a thing that produced a great deal of profit, and it did so fairly quickly. The same with the bingo hall. And the traditional rules say that we're not supposed to get involved with that commercial activity because it brings harm to people. You know, it creates an addiction and it exploits people, the weakness. It's based on greed. And the same with tobacco, as I mentioned before, because it is a sacred thing. I think there were alternatives to doing this, but I think people by that time, you know, were geared towards a high profit at minimum effort. And so that's what they did. But 43 years later, they're still there. So I give them enormous credit. It's not a community where you have one or two people that have all the money. You know, it's fairly shared, I think, fairly equitably for whoever lives there. So that's actually a good example of how these things can be done.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with the final episode of Running Smoke.
Running Smoke is a production of Campside Media, Dan Patrick Productions, and Workhouse Media. The series was written and reported by me, Rajiv Golwa. Our producers are Aaliyah Papes, Lane Gerbig, and Julie Deniche. Our editors are Michelle Lanz and Emily Martinez. Sound design and original music by Mark McAdam. Additional sound and mixing by Ewan Lai Tremuin. Additional reporting by Susie McCarthy. Our executive producers are Dan Patrick, Josh Dean of Campside Media, Paul Anderson, Nick Pinella, and Andrew Greenwood for Workhouse Media. Fact-checking by Mary Mathis and Anjali Mercado. Artwork by Polly Adams, and additional thanks to Greg Horn, Johnny Kaufman, Sierra Franco, Elizabeth Van Brocklin, and Sean Flynn.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.